It's Tuesday, the 17th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology has given an update on the recent cybersecurity attacks targeting Telecom Namibia and the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Speaking at the Government Information Center in Windhoek today, Executive Director Ibin Nashandi of the Office of the Prime Minister addressed the breach as the OPM is responsible for managing cybersecurity issues.
While the investigation is really ongoing in order to establish if the attack is extended to other systems, we, as the Office of the Prime Minister, we are continuously updating our cybersecurity frameworks and also the protocols, and to include third-party system vulnerability testing so that we reduce the possibility of any such event reoccurring. I just want also to clarify that at this point, only the information that relates to the Minister of Health and Social Services was compromised.
The Executive Director of the Ministry of Health and Social Services, Ben Nangombe, also addressed the impact of the cyber attack on the ministry.
The cyber attacks are things that happen from time to time. As such, ensuring cyber security is part and parcel of the everyday businesses of our institutions. Going forward, the dashboard will be deployed in a new environment with updated security patches, and all user logins details will be changed. So what does that mean? It means this dashboard was accessed because it was deployed and published on the internet. That's how the hackers gained access to it. Now the dashboard has been taken offline and is going to be within that environment.
Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia CEO Emilia Nkembwa, speaking at the Government Information Center, explained the systems in place to address cyber attacks.
When both incidences occurred, both at Telecom and at the Ministry of Health, the cybersecurity team within CREN sat down with both teams, and we then worked them through coordinating and ensuring that we overcome the challenge that we were facing. These incidences also serve as a call to action for all stakeholders, and this is really government entities, private sector operators, to adopt internationally recognized best practices to enhance our cybersecurity posture. Measures such as conducting regular security assessment, encrypting sensitive data, implementing multi-factor authentication, applying timely software updates, especially the patches.
The South African Federation of Trade Unions has called for the cancellation of contracts with McKinsey, Bain and Company and other companies tied to corruption. Both companies were involved in the state capture scandal. Saftus Mokoshadi Maserumule stressed that the government should not work with companies undermining SA's stability.
We call on the government and its institution to not engage with firms that demonstrated lack of accountability and commitment to ethical practices. Below, we remind South Africans of the sins of two companies committed against the people of South Africa.
And U.S. lawmakers are struggling to reach a deal to avert a partial government shutdown that kicks in on December 20th. Extra help for farmers has risen to the top as the main obstacle to an agreement.
Congress needs to agree a deal in the coming days to keep the government's lights on over the holidays. Agricultural funding appears to be standing in the way, with a hoped-for $26 billion in funding to help farmers with economic losses and weather-related assistance. The Biden administration is also calling for an extra $100 billion in disaster aid to assist agencies, including FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Lawmakers may have to agree a stopgap measure that punts the real problem negotiations into 2025, possibly around March or April, once President-elect Donald Trump is back in the White House. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.